Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive later today at 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin, of course, with reaction to Pep Guardiola. No one really cares anymore. And his Man City team, who drew with Brighton. Meaning, of course, the Seagulls are into the Europa League. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
A brilliant game from two brilliant teams. They have treated us to an end-of-season duel in the Premier League crown. It's finished 1-1, but it's been a joy to watch. Brighton and Hove Albion going to the Europa League, and Manchester City have shown why they are champions. Brighton 1, Manchester City 1.
The way they play, they've taken on one of the best sides in the world tonight and went toe-to-toe with them. So that's a mark of how far they can go. They'll play teams that are a lot less adept at football than Manchester City, and you saw what they've done tonight with them.
Not a bad reaction from Brighton. There's a bit of a bad reaction down on the touchline. I must admit, Pep Guardiola has had to push his assistant, Rodolfo Borrell, back towards the first roll of the seating here. He's not happy at all.
We didn't win because the yellow men didn't want it.
It was a fascinating game. It was a brilliant game to watch. One of the best of the season, especially that first 45 minutes. You said you didn't win because of the yellow man didn't want you to win. What was the problem? Because in the first half, there appeared to be what could have been a penalty shout for a tug back in the penalty area when Bernardo Silva was tugged back in the first 45 minutes. Did you think there was much difference between the two different tugbacks?
Listen, it is fault for Erling Haaland. Every ball to Erling Haaland is fault. Every long ball is fault.
You feel he's targeted?
That's ridiculous. The goal disallowed it. But we are champion. But imagine you have to give him here to win the game.
Do you not think his reaction was a little bit prickly? It's a foul. It's a foul.
No, it is a foul.
It's a foul.
No, it's a foul. Yeah,
so then, do you not think he's then Haaland? It's almost insinuates that up against Haaland, things are different. I think there's something more to that, Jay. He could have come out there and dealt with that so much.
He could have been over.
Well, I very much doubt that. And I very much doubt they've been out all night as well. I think that's just smokescreen. I don't believe for one second. Other than Grealish. I don't believe it. I have to say, I found that really interesting.
And Ciso shoots from the edge of the area and produces a blinding goal. That's top European quality from Brighton and Hove Albion's Diamond of Paraguay.
Got to go over to Sam Matterface because he is with Brighton owner Tony Bloom.
Keep finding these little gems, don't you? The Diamond of Paraguay, his nickname, Julio Enciso. And we saw why tonight, didn't we? What a fantastic hit that was. Where do you find them?
Well, yeah, I mean, the goal tonight was just unbelievable. I mean, that could be my most enjoyable goal, certainly strike, ever at the Amex. Or even seeing a Brighton player score live, I mean, the strike was absolutely superb. Well, again, a player we've been following for a while. I mean, he's young, but we look for these top young players. We don't always get them right, but in recent years, we've got a lot more right than wrong.
They are, I think, the best-run football club in the league. It's a club that's been going through. You go back, 15, 20 years ago, they didn't have their own ground. Now look at them. They're a brilliantly run club. Their recruitment is second to none. Their business model is, I don't think there's a better business model. Buying players at a low price and selling them on for huge profit. I don't see how the club can move forward if they don't sell players. They have to sell players to move forward again, to reinvest. And there's this continual conveyor belt of buying low, selling high, continuing that and then bringing a manager like De Zerbi and doing it. It's just a brilliantly run club. And then the brand of football and the results.
I'm shaken. First time ever in Europe. First time in our history. Trip to Milan? Yes, please. You know, my whole family, we're shaking. We can't believe it. It's just like, Robert De Zerbi has done an incredible job here.
De Zerbi keeps doing this. He won't be at Brighton long.
What was that?
What's that?
That's my cat. That's my cat.
What's the cat? What's the cat doing? Graham.
I always seem to do things at the wrong times.
What was it doing?
Meowing.
That wasn't a meow. That wasn't a meow. Meow! Can you somehow put the phone right near its mouth?
What's he got a horse in the lounge as well?
I'm not having it's got lips.
It's a shack. Balls. We've just had Sam Matterface doing a brilliant interview with Tony Bloom and come back to the studio and we're interviewing a cat.
Now, Eric Ten Hag has been speaking ahead of Man United against Chelsea this evening on Talk Sport. He was questioned in his recent press conference about the Neymar rumours, but he remained tight-lipped about the situation. So it probably sounded like this. What music is that? That's Pop Black, isn't it?
Chest it down, angle side, Neymar can't put it home and it's put behind for a corner.
Lots of very strong reports from France about Manchester United and in particular your interest in Neymar. Can you comment on that? What do you think of him as a player?
When we have news, we will tell you. I want to have players with the right characters, personalities, who are outstanding, who can contribute on the highest levels. That is what we want, and that is what we have to work for.
In the last few moments, Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag was asked about any apparent interest or otherwise in PSG's Neymar, and he hasn't denied it, he hasn't brushed it off. All he said is, when we have news, we will tell you. So Neymar, hello? Is that what they need right now?
I don't think the talent he brings and potentially could add to them, because he would play, he's better than their wide men, surpasses the negativity around that move, the problems it would bring. So you're in effect, you're playing with one less without the ball.
He just jumped out of one frying pan with Ronaldo. Why does he want to jump into another one with Neymar?
Exactly.
I can't see that. Neymar is not the answer and the antidote to their problems. They need something different. And I don't think they need to be a bunch of show ponies alluding to shirt sales. Manchester United need to rebuild as a serious football operation.
Neymar, hello?
Now, following England's squad announcement for the upcoming Euro qualifiers, TalkSport's England correspondent Faye Carruthers sat down with Gareth Southgate. The gaffer, that's Southgate, not Faye, discussed the call-ups for Brighton's Lewis Dunk, Palace's Eberechi Eze, as well as how much contact he's had with the suspended Ivan Toney.
Well, I've spoken with him and I've spoken to the club. So, you know, we're here if we can help with that. And I'm here if I can help with that. So I think he's at a super football club and they'll structure that as well as they can within the parameters that have been given. And everybody's a little bit unclear about exactly what that is at the moment. But I think everybody's conscious of supporting him. And, you know, making this a productive period, not just one where, okay, you accept there's a ban and you accept the punishment, but also what else, you know, can something else good come out of this period? And also how do we help him, you know, from a well-being point of view, where he's not allowed to play? It's what footballers' whole lives are geared around. So we're taking that away from him. I think that's punishment enough. So how do we help that sort of rehabilitation back to be ready to play?
Eze! Super! Low drilled strike from 25 yards!
Well, we're excited to have a look at him. We were close to picking him a couple of years ago and he got injured around that period. He's finished the season really strongly. He's a goal threat. He's got a lovely style of being able to beat people by dribbling past them. And so he's creating goals, scoring goals. He's not a finished article and there's still work to do. But everything I hear about him from Roy and from our under 21 guys is that he's a great boy to work with. So we're looking forward to that opportunity.
Lewis Dunk finally gets his first call-up since 2018 after a fantastic season for Brighton.
Well, firstly, the club have been playing outstandingly well. I think Roberto De Zerbi has been exceptional. The style of play I love. Lewis is the leader of that team, as I see it. He's got great leadership qualities. He's been outstanding with the ball. You know, they start their attacks. They require their defenders to build their attacks. He's asked to defend a lot in one-against-one situations, and he's had some really big matches where they've given exceptional performances, so he thoroughly deserves his call-up.
And here's the former England striker Darren Bent slamming Southgate's decision to call up Harry Maguire.
No, honestly, Gareth being Gareth again. Might as well go straight to it.
Harry Maguire.
Embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. Because I get it. He keeps talking about, yeah, this group of players, but I think he's just sending out totally the wrong message. I think there's certain players in the squad that have earned the right to be in there and they're not in there. And there are players that are in the squad, like Harry Maguire, who his last three appearances, his last one was Seville. We know what happened in that game. Mm. He didn't do too badly against Forest when you beat them. And then he played 45 minutes against Sevilla when it's hit off his head and went in. I just think he's got no form whatsoever. How can Gareth pick him? For me, it's sending out the complete wrong message. Okay. If I'm a player playing really well for my club side, it's telling me that, well, Gareth's got his favourites.
Now, Bukayo Saka has signed a new deal to stay at Arsenal until 2027, or just before 8:30. Former Villa striker Gabby Agbonlahor reckons Saka is a £100 million player. Danny Murphy hopes Saka continues his upward trajectory and doesn't hit his ceiling too soon.
What an asset he is to the club as well. I'm surprised they didn't put him on a longer contract. You know, Spurs do the 6-7 year contracts. He's over a £100 million player for sure, Saka. 21. And he's going to get better and better, Laura.
Bukayo Saka with yet another magic moment.
The only thing for Saka for me, the only thing is what's his ceiling? So I'm looking at him thinking with his ability, his strength, his quick feet, his two-footedness, his strikes, you know, his goals, he's got 14 this season. And double-figure assists. Where can he go? So when you look at the best right winger scoring the most goals, Salah's a great example of someone who always score goals. Now, can Saka get another 20% out of him, 25% out of him in the next couple of years and start hitting 20, 25 goals a season and 15 assists and really pushing on again? I think he can.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Keith Lemon, with me and Bentley on Drive Time.
Do you want your go, Keith?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so Keith, have a listen.
Adele. Never mind, I heard someone like you.
Go back a little bit. What's it called?
It's called...
Just do what you did, just do it again.
Never mind. Never mind, I'll find...
That's it. You got it. 1-0.
Yeah.
But we've got time for
Have
one
you met
more.
Her?
No.
I've met her. Can I tell you a story?
Yeah, of course you can.
I met her at a Halloween party at Jonathan Ross's house. Everyone's got costumes on. And there was a lady with Day of the Dead. You know that skulls with flowers all over it, Mexican Day of the Dead. She had that painted all over her face, talking to her for ages. And then she said, Keith, have we met before? I said, don't know who you are. She went, I'm Adele. I went, Adele who? And then Alan Carr went, it's Adele. Do you want ice? Keith, I had met her before.
Keith, we are coming off air now.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
No, don't be sorry. You've been wonderful. When listen,
Kajagoogoo, Celebrity Juice theme tune.
Yes, that was one of them.
Yes, I remember that.
You
one.
Knew that. When
old times. Remember when I had a job?
What is this?
Celebrity Juice.
I know what it is.
Back when I had a job.
When your tour, that I'm not allowed to talk about.
To talk about
no,
it
but
yet.
When it does come out, yeah. Can you come and do the whole show with us 3 hours and have fun with us?
100%. I might be a different persona, though.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but yeah.
Okay, right. I don't know. I don't know what analogy is either, or a metaphor.
I'll give you one in a minute, all right?
All right, then.
So to speak.
Will you?
Say goodnight.
Good night.
Keith, say goodnight to everyone.
All the best. Good luck with your business.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. After us at 7 p.m. It's a big game at Old Trafford. Man United against Chelsea in the Premier League, live and exclusive to TalkSport. Presented by Hughes and Croft. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts up first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.